Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi visited the Italian island of Lampedusa this week. A wave of migrants, most from Tunisia, have overwhelmed the island's 5,000 inhabitants. Mr. Berlusconi promised to try to end the problem, but as NPR Silvia Poggioli reports, his solutions are controversial.
Under the glare of TV cameras, islanders came to hear the prime minister. The mayor banned all negative posters, and burly Berlusconi supporters made intimidating remarks to young protesters. With the stage set outside City Hall, Berlusconi was in his element, his face covered in thick pancake makeup, his hair a color and consistency that do not exist in nature. He said he would solve the two-month-old crisis. Within 60 hours, all Tunisians would be evacuated. And to compensate the island, tax breaks, cheap boat fuel, urban renewal, a golf course, a gambling casino, and best of all, the island's nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize. But later, at a press conference, Berlusconi turned surly when asked why the crisis lasted so long. He told one reporter, "I pity you for having to look at that horrible face of yours in the mirror." He got even angrier at questions suggesting his visit was a diversionary tactic, while his legislators in Rome pushed through a law aimed at canceling his ongoing bribery trial. Of all his statements, the one with the biggest impact was the claim that most of the migrants had escaped from Tunisian jails, although there's been virtually no crime on the island. But the claim reinforced many regions' reluctance to shelter the migrants and triggered criticism from human rights groups. Amnesty International said the crisis was avoidable and was created by the government, and it blamed Italy for leaving migrants in appalling conditions in violation of human rights legislation. Some commentators suggest Berlusconi's right-wing government had a vested interest in letting the crisis escalate in view of upcoming local elections. If he hoped to win support from European allies in dealing with a potential mass exodus from North Africa, he miscalculated. France, where most of the Tunisians hoped to go, has reimposed border controls and is pushing hundreds of migrants back to Italy. And the EU rejected Italy's request for a crisis summit and for more emergency funds. It also warned Rome that it cannot send migrants back to Tunisia without a bilateral agreement. None of Rome's partners seem to share Berlusconi's bleak vision of this sunny Mediterranean island as Europe's new Checkpoint Charlie. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Lampedusa.
And you're listening to NPR News.